As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lima sent this. No, you did not send this article. Owen sent the article on Friday night. PFF had their most talented rosters. Number one were the Eagles. Number 32, the Cleveland Browns. And I was like, what the hell? Now, Sam Monson used to be with PFF. Now he's on the Check the Mic podcast. Very good podcast with him and Steve Palazzolo, who was also a part of PFF. I'm just going to put it out there right now. Sam Monson, who's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, at Sam Monson NFL on Twitter, X, if you're with the new style. Sam, do the Browns have the 32nd ranked roster in the NFL?
No, I don't think they have the worst roster in the NFL. Though I do think, so I used to be, as you said, a part of PFF. I used to be part of doing these kind of roster rankings every year, and we just did them on our show yesterday. And the top is always kind of interesting, and they seem sort of, you could go in a bunch of different ways at the top of the best rosters in the NFL. When you get towards the bottom, though, now, I've been saying this with free agency, with the draft, with pretty much every NFL kind of big picture team building process. I think the league is getting better collectively. I think the tide is rising, you know, the low level, the baseline is getting higher, and you're not seeing these teams anymore. You know, it used to be like the yearly conversation of would this team lose to Alabama, that kind of thing. Those teams don't exist, I think, anymore in the NFL. Everybody has gotten better at constructing rosters. So even when you get to the bottom teams in the league and you say, all right, I think this is the worst roster in the NFL. It's not bad. Like, it's not a terrible roster. There's still a bunch of good players on it. You know, there's still some areas of strength on this roster. And okay, they have some glaring weaknesses. That's why they're the worst. But I don't think they are, you know, this joke of a team anymore. And I don't think you're going to see those, you know, winless 08 Lions type of teams anymore, unless something sort of fundamentally shifts in the way the NFL is doing things.
Sam, do you think all 32 teams in the NFL are just good quarterback play away from the playoffs?
Yeah, pretty much. If not the playoffs, then certainly, you know, a 500 type of season and at least on the fringes. I mean, I think we saw that with Washington last year. I mean, even if you look at their roster right now, even after trading for Laremy Tunsil, who's like a top five left tackle in the league, trading for Deebo Samuel, there's still some fairly major holes on that roster. They're better than they were last season, and they made the NFC Championship game last season, basically because Jaden Daniels showed up. You know, if that happens, that will propel you a long, long way. And that's where I think even just ranking rosters becomes pretty difficult, because the quarterback is such a huge part of that. And if you don't have one, you're almost immediately consigned to the bottom five rosters in the NFL, just because you can't do anything without a quarterback. Equally, if you do have one, if you have a Joe Burrow, you can have a pretty terrible roster and still be ranked relatively high, because Burrow, you know, basically by himself is capable of carrying a team to at least the fringes of the playoffs.
Sam Monson joining us here on the show. He comes from the Check the Mic podcast with him and Steve Palazzolo. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. Okay, Sam, with our quarterback situation, you know, I asked this to a couple of other people. I'm always trying to win, all right? I believe in culture, and maybe you think that that's silly and stupid and all that other stuff, but either way. Are we wasting our time in the grand scheme of things, though, with Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the rookies this year, the Browns are set up now this season to basically buy time to next season. You know, if you want to give them credit for the process of this offseason, you would say, look, they got an extra first-round pick next year. They effectively bailed on the quarterbacks this year, determining that none of them none of them have a great chance of being a franchise guy. I think that's the easiest way of summing up their take on the non-Cam Ward quarterbacks this year. So in that scenario, you trade down, you get a first round pick next year, and you basically ensure that you will be in position to at least go aggressively after a quarterback at the top of the draft next year. Almost regardless of where they're picking, two first round picks gives you the ammo to go and make something happen and get the guy that you think is the answer next year. But then drafting two of those guys, you know, Dillon Gabriel and then eventually Shedeur Sanders later, it gives you breathing space. You know, you've got time effectively to keep everyone's interest, to sell people on the idea of, you know, give the young kids a chance and get to next year. You know, even if it goes terribly, I think you can at least make the case that, you know, we have confidence, or we're going to see what we have in Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. And if one of them doesn't work out, we can turn to the other one. And then if the whole thing unspools around our ears, we can throw in old man Joe Flacco and he'll buy us another few games. And before you know it, you're at next offseason. And that's when we can actually focus on finding the real quarterback.
Sam Monson, join us right now on the hotline. What were your preconceived notions of Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders when they were entering the draft process?
Yeah, so it's funny. They are, I mean, I rank those guys as 2 and 4 in this draft class in terms of quarterbacks. So on the one hand, you look at that and say, well, they got 2 of the top 5 quarterbacks in this draft. That's outstanding results. Evidently, there are elements of Shedeur Sanders, you know, complete package as a prospect that the NFL at large does not love. And I don't know if that is his individual attitude and entitlement, if that's a not wanting to deal with the Deion Sanders, you know, grenades being thrown on your lap every 5 minutes. I don't know what it is, but I think his tape is worthy of being taken. I would have taken him in the first round. I think it's worth that gamble. Certainly day two. Now, I know there are people in the NFL that don't believe that. You know, I spoke to a coordinator recently who thought he was a fringe day three guy and just doesn't think he has the tool set to make it at the NFL. He's an interesting prospect because his skills, his plus points, they're the difficult to see ones. They're the kind of, it's the mental processing. It's the accuracy. It's, you know, decision-making and poise. And even then there's the flaw of he takes too many sacks and his pocket management is not always great. So he's a flawed prospect, but in the fifth round, I think it's a shot to nothing. I mean, you could cut him before training camp, but it wouldn't be an abnormally disastrous fifth round pick. So I think it's a great move there. Dillon Gabriel, I think, is intriguing. He's got some flaws as well, obviously, but In this draft class where people thought it was maybe 2 or 3 quarterbacks deep and then everyone else is a backup, if you were trying to pick one of those backups and say which one is going to overachieve and become a surprise starter down the line, my money would have gone on Dillon Gabriel. He may be short, but he's actually pretty stocky. He's got a good arm. Like, he's got a better arm than Shedeur Sanders in terms of velocity and power and what he can put into the throw. He's pretty athletic, more athletic than I think he's given credit for. And he's been, like, he's got such a wealth of experience. And I think that's becoming, like, you know, Bo Nix set the record with 60 career starts or whatever in college. I think suddenly we're swinging back in the direction of these incredibly experienced college quarterbacks. There's some merit and value to that just in itself.
Well, I'll tell you this, Sam, like, watching him, like when we had Baker, and I know Lima's going to ask you about Baker and some revisionist history here in a moment, right? But when you see Dillon Gabriel, like Baker had to use his entire body. And when he got hurt, it created a problem because then he wasn't able to put a lot of torque on it. I don't see him having to do that. I've seen him make some off-balance throws, and there's still like a rocket there. And I got to ask you, like, we've had so many people. Height. He's so short. This, that, and the other. Well, is this now not the time to try to find some guy, or maybe not try to find some guy who's not necessarily tall, but to be open-minded where we have seen more quarterbacks than we've ever seen before go out there and fail, and I think the number of elite quarterbacks is as razor thin as it's ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're on, you know, day two, day three, none of these quarterbacks are likely to be starters. I mean,
as a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's how, that's why they're being drafted there. The league has now become, when you're drafting quarterbacks, it's almost like a binary process. If you think the guy has a future as a legitimate starter, he goes in the first round. If you don't, he doesn't. And at that point, you're basically taking a gamble on which outlier do you like the best? Like which thing, which fatal flaw are you least concerned by, or do you think the guy can overcome? So with Dillon Gabriel, you know, the quote-unquote the fatal flaw is he's a short quarterback. But he has a lot of other things that would make you overlook that and think, yeah, he could outperform that that draft status and become a starter down the line because he does have an arm, like a really a good arm, like not just, you know, wow, that's surprising for a small guy. Like he's got a legitimate cannon and he is athletic, more athletic than people give him credit for. So, yeah, I think, again, I had him as the fourth quarterback in the draft. I know people that were even higher on him than that. I don't think the chances are great just because that's why he went where he went. But I think there's absolutely a chance that Dillon Gabriel could surprise people and, you know, become a starter down the line and look like a good NFL quarterback.
All right, Sam, you were involved in an interesting conversation yesterday that got a lot of people from different NFL realms weighing in about Baker Mayfield's Browns career. You used a term I totally agreed with that. Nuanced. You said you had to have some nuance because there were ups and there were downs, and it was a tough, tough guy to evaluate his time in Cleveland. And obviously for a franchise that has been looking for a quarterback forever, now after going after Deshaun Watson, it looks like the most obvious decision should have been to stay with Baker. But we lived through that whole experience. We also know what Baker has said after the fact, that he's matured, he's evolved, all those things. With that said, what do you think people are missing about the Baker experience here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. The reason the whole thing happened in the first place is because there wasn't an easy answer to the Baker question when his contract rolled around, right? Like, you go back to what we started off saying, nobody is dumb in NFL front offices anymore. I think those people used to exist, and I think you used to see ridiculous things happening left, right, and center. Andrew Berry, whatever you say about him and the moves that he's made and, you know, even ownership and all those kinds of things, they're not idiots, right? So the fact that they went away from Baker Mayfield was because it wasn't a slam dunk that you just hand him the big money contract that he was, you know, coming up for when his deal was done. But that doesn't mean that was the right decision to move away from him. And I think that's where the nuance exists. His situation was difficult because you had effectively 4 years, and I would say roughly they split down the middle, too good, too bad, alternating. But the reasons were weird. You know, you had right away, I mean, what was it, week two, Baker Mayfield comes in as a rookie, immediately transforms everything, looks different from Tyrod Taylor, and looks like one of those guys, right? The C.J. Strouds, the Jaden Daniels, the guys when they arrive, and it just looks different. And you're like, wow, the Browns have done it. It's taken, you know, 20 years, but they finally found the guy that's going to stop the names on that jersey. They found their quarterback. You know, great. Well done, Browns. They finally done it. Year two is the Freddie Kitchens year, and just everything falls apart, including Baker Mayfield. But just everything went south. And then year three, it was kind of a slow start. But then second half of that season, Baker Mayfield looked like one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. So going into year four, you're like, okay, if he picks up where he left off, that's the guy. You know, that's the new $50 million a year quarterback. Everything's good. And then in week two, he hurts his shoulder and plays on through it, makes it worse, and everything fell apart again. So what do you do with that? Now, I was tweeting at the time, as people have shown me yesterday, that you can't give him the big money deal at that point, right? You can't just hand him the next sort of five-year, $50 million a year contract based off that evidence. But again, that doesn't mean the only alternative is to kick him to the curb and go pursue Deshaun Watson. To me, the obvious answer is, you know, let's keep him around on a short-term guaranteed contract and figure it out next year, right? Let's see what happens in year five. And if he's not the guy then, we can go in a different direction. But to me, number one, there was enough good evidence that I think you give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, and try and keep him around as opposed to say the most likely thing to happen is for him to not be good enough and move on. Number two, and I don't usually put much stock in this kind of stuff, but I think that Baker deserved better from the team at that point. Number one, he did save the franchise, right? He did turn them into something different than they had been for the last 20 years. He was the guy. He was the, you know, the chosen one, all those kinds of things. He had actually rescued them. Number two, I think the final year and how that shoulder injury was handled does not reflect well on the Browns. And I understand Baker was sort of driving that, saying, you know, I want to play, I want to gut through it. They owed him a duty of care, I think, to shut him down that season and to say, look, as much as we appreciate what you are trying to do, you are not helping us and you're making your own shoulder worse. You need to shut it down and to go get the surgery. You know, they sort of let him do that. They let him grit through that injury, try and help the team, let him fail, and then punished him for it. And I don't think that's a good thing to do for a guy that had, you know, effectively rescued the franchise by being the first good quarterback they'd found in the last 20 years or so. So, you know, it was a difficult decision. It was nuanced. There was pros and cons, but I do think they came down on the wrong side of that decision.
So what do we do, Sam, with the information that basically could have been had by anybody? He ends up going to Carolina, very, very low compensation, you know, deal, at least in terms of assets given. And then in Carolina, he was not good, maybe still dealing with the issues of trying to bounce back after an injury. His mechanics weren't good and the team stunk. But, you know, notably, he wasn't good. So he had to get rescued somewhere else. What do we do with that? How would that have played out in Cleveland?
So one of the characteristics about the two bad years in Cleveland is I think Baker Mayfield has an unusual talent for force multiplying negative situations, which is not a good thing for a starting quarterback. But I think when things go badly, Baker sort of leans into the skid and makes it worse. I think we saw that in the Freddie Kitchens year. The big thing that was really a problem that year, I think, was the offensive line. And when Greg Robinson was his left tackle, Baker started to feel pressure even when it wasn't there. And all of a sudden, every single snap is like he's rolling out to his right and throwing into coverage, you know? So that's a problem. And I think the same thing was true with the injury. You know, he, as you said, like when he was he kind of developed new mechanics, right, that were trying to compensate for the fact that he couldn't move his left shoulder. And all of a sudden, it's even worse than it would have been if they'd just gone with a worse quarterback. And I think the Carolina situation was bad. I think we saw that not just with Baker, but Darnold didn't play well over the stretch there. I just think Baker is not a good starting quarterback for a bad situation. But I think, number one, by the point the Browns were making this call, they had assembled a pretty good situation. And, you know, Steve Palazzolo on our podcast, he has this line where he keeps saying, you know, Andrew Berry's been a really good GM other than the worst personnel move in NFL history. and I think there's truth to that. Like, at that point, they had assembled this really good roster around Baker Mayfield. So I don't think that's really a concern. Like, had they made that call at that point, you were putting him into a good situation again. Like, it was set up for him to do well. I think Tampa has shown, and to a lesser extent the Rams, in a good situation, he's a good quarterback. It's just, I think Dak Prescott's a lot like this as well. I think they are unusually vulnerable quarterbacks to, you know, being kind of directly correlated to how good the supporting cast is around them. Like, when they have a good situation, they are able to turbocharge that good situation and it looks really good. When they have a bad situation around it, somehow they catalyze that and make it even worse.
Sam Monson from the Check the Mic podcast. He's on with Steve Palazzolo. Sam, thank you very much for the time, friend.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Said we're wasting our time if we play Joe Flacco this year.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.